We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Nun Tet, Klal Aleph, the paragraph Hey. And we were discussing the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara. What we're about to read is very important, difficult to perform, but important to perform. In Chiluk B'Yisur HaSipur, there's no difference with the prohibition of saying over Lashon Hara, Benim Siper Me'atzmo B'Rtzono, whether a person willingly said over the story, he initiated the telling, or his friend came vehiftzir ad sheisaperlo, and his friend kept badgering him till he told him, tell me what happened, tell me I heard something happen, tell me what happened. Mikol makom asur, regardless, it is prohibited. Now, let's understand where this halacha comes from. Our story is King Saul is sitting under a tree, and his soldiers are there. And Doeg is one of the soldiers, and King Saul says, you all hate me. Obviously, you're all in cahoots with David. Obviously, you all think you're going to get benefits from David when he becomes king, because none of you bothered telling me when my son Jonathan became such good friends with David. No one cares about me. You're all on his side. And Saul is upping the pressure. And one man caves under the pressure, and that is Doeg. Shaul comes and attacks him personally, and he says, you're a part of the rebellion against me. And Shaul is the king. So it's scary. And our sages say that Doeg lost his portion in the world to come. Doeg caved in and said, actually, and then he tells over Lashon Hara. He tells over how Achimelech, the high priest, gave David a weapon, asked Hashem on David's behalf, gave him food. Vafilu aviv o rabo, and even if it's one's father or one's rebbe, shem chuyav bichvodam uvmoram, that you owe them respect and awe, shelo listo divrem, you're not supposed to contradict them. Imem bikshu imen sheisaper lem inyan ploni ufloni. If they asked him, tell me what such and such happened. And he knows that within the story, invariably, he'll tell over Lashon Hara, or afilu lavak shel Lashon Hara, even if it's just the dust of Lashon Hara, which we'll still discuss. Asur lo lishmo lahem. He is prohibited from listening to them, and this is very tough. Sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's your rabbi. You have to know that if it's prohibited, then you got to be able to say, no, I'm sorry, I cannot tell this over. This is very hard. So you feel like, he's the rabbi, shouldn't he know? Well, maybe you should ask him. Rabbi, I don't understand why. Could Rabbi explain to me why it would be permissible for me to tell this over? And sometimes the Rabbi will say, you know, you're right. Leave it. Sometimes he'll say, I have to know. It's for the person's benefit. I need to know. We had a student here that had a non-Jewish girlfriend. And a bunch of the students knew. No one wanted to tell us. And then one student was courageous enough to step up to the plate and called me over and said, look, no one's telling you, but you should know that so-and-so is here for 3 months. And he has a non-Jewish girlfriend. When he leaves the machon, he's going back to her. Because he told me that, we were so much better equipped to help that student. We helped the student. Ultimately, his girlfriend wanted to do giyur. A whole long story. But we were able to channel our teachings to his needs. That's Lashon Hara. That's not Lashon Hara. We're going to learn that when you could help a person, you have to step up to the plate and tell the right people in the right time, in the right way. Doesn't mean I can always say it's for his benefit, I'll tell. No, it has to really be thought out, and it has to be really said over for the person's benefit in a manner that's exact and accurate, etc. We'll see all the details. So sometimes a rabbi will say, I have to know, you have to tell me. A student once came to me and said, someone's considering suicide. I said, look, you can call the police, you can call his parents, you can call whoever you think is going to deal with it correctly, but it's your responsibility if you're not telling me who. And Lahora, you should tell me. Isn't it Lashon Hara? Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. Someone has to help the person, right? Sometimes the Rebbe will say, no, don't tell me, you're right, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have asked you. But to stand up and say, maybe I shouldn't tell you. Maybe it's Lashon Hara. That's what the halacha says. It doesn't matter who's asking and if they're pressuring you. And this is a difficult halacha to keep, but nonetheless, that's the halacha. Yes.